I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Katie, how was your weekend?
Oh.
Can you take us through a day by day of your weekend? Because this is pretty exciting.
Okay, well, first and foremost, it's a miracle that I'm here. We went to Tahoe. I know. Everybody said, don't go to Tahoe.
Which, by the way, I was supposed to go see my parents in Reno, but I didn't go because everybody, and I'm not just saying the TV people, but CHP,
I didn't see that.
Caltrans, NDOT, like you name it, they were saying, if you don't need to go to Tahoe, do not go. And
well,
I didn't, so
also,
I stayed.
Also, we have a big SUV, and you don't.
Okay, so, but it's not, she said that so many times.
I know.
You know it's not a tank, right?
You're going to hear why you're right.
Okay, day by day. Fine. It took us 8 hours to get there.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
The cabin was only an hour and 36 minutes away.
Oh, my God.
Did you take 80 or 50?
50.
Okay.
Which apparently was way better.
That was, really?
Yeah, that's what I heard. So,
I mean, they had to close 50 for avalanches.
Okay, that was day before. Okay. Listen, I didn't hear about that till it was too late.
Okay, got it.
So we get on the road. We're now in standstill traffic for the first time. I have the bladder of a baby. So I had to pee. I open the door. I step out. I slip and fall into the street. So I'm already very badly bruised.
Don't look at me, Gab.
Then, okay, so it takes us 8 hours to get there. My husband and I get in a fight because he says, lose your turnaround. And I say, we'll never turn around.
You guys had this fight last time.
We get to the cabin. As soon as we get there, we get stuck in the snow. So we can't leave the cabin because our car is stuck in the snow. Throughout this experience, we went through 3 sets of chains.
You wear chains out?
No, they just broke.
Wow. Bold.
So we are stuck in the cabin. We're making the best of it, okay? We really did have a fantastic time.
As opposed to what?
What do you mean?
Killing and eating each other?
Well, we talked about who would go first. I finally said I would sacrifice myself for the family.
That's nice.
Anyways.
The fact it got to that point
especially
is interesting.
Since you got them in that situation.
We really didn't
I'll kill myself, everyone. And they go, damn right you will.
Okay.
Miss, we never turn back.
They didn't want to turn back either.
They're children!
Okay. So we make all these like sled paths and stuff. That part was super great. So I'm texting Rain. Okay, we've got a tow truck coming. We're going to be okay. They're going to hitch us out. We're going to be okay. Tow truck comes. Tow truck gets stuck in the snow.
My head hasn't stopped shaking.
I know. Okay. I know.
Fortunately, there was a big group of guys staying in a cabin next to us. They were able to rock us out of the snow. And the tow truck had brought us chains. This is the third set of chains. So we got those chains on. We were able to turn ourselves around and get out. Well, the tow truck is still stuck. So the tow truck driver says, I need to now have you guys hitch me out of here. Well, guess what? We couldn't. So we were texting him at like 7 o'clock last night. He was still stuck there. And his name is Cameron. He's from Sacramento. And
oh,
I really hope
God.
That he's still alive.
Oh, my God.
The ride back wasn't bad.
At what point? At what point are you going to... You know, this is... What a dumb question, Gavin. Just what a dumb question. I was going to ask, at what point are you going to start listening to other people?
Right.
But the answer is never.
This is exactly why I told Rain, don't tell Gavin.
She didn't say that.
I said, do not tell him until it's absolutely necessary. I was ready to not tell you unless I wasn't at work today. But your best friend over there has to call me out of my business.
I decided on Friday not to go.
But because you have a little car.
Right, right. But even if I had a big car, because I was going to rent an SUV just to get over the hill, I was like, I don't think it's worth it. I'm just going to ride
it
out.
You were going up 80.
It's never worth it.
Someone texted in and said Katie's stubbornness may have killed a man. We don't know.
Yeah.
Cameron, if you're listening, can you hear us?
We should get, my husband has Cameron's number. We will check in with
him. If I was Cameron, I would be billing you for this entire time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well.
I would be billing you. You're going to get a bill for $10,000 because he was stuck in the snow.
I have something to say about that. Because he said to us, are the roads clear? What does that mean to you?
Are the roads plowed?
Are the roads plowed?
That's what I would assume that.
I didn't know that. I thought, are the roads clear means can cars drive in and out? Because other cars...
One lane of survival is not a cleared road.
Okay, so when he said, are the roads clear, I go, yeah, the roads are clear. As opposed to the opposite of clear is blocked.
He's going to bill you guys a lot.
Well, we already paid $400.
Oh, he's going to bill you more than that.
Well, he can't.
Because not only is he stuck in the wilderness now, but he lost all of that time where he could be making money, too. Right.
Well, then he should have put the proper chains on his truck.
So
you're going to have to tell a judge that.
I will tell a judge that.
Okay, so let's recap the top three things you learned from this weekend. Number one.
No, Rain.
Don't.
Zero.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.